When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Who Cares About the Rock Hall, a podcast about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm your host, Joe Quazzala. With me, as always, Kristen Studdard.
That's me.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi. I have a bit of a cold. You may, longtime listeners may notice a difference in the timbre of my voice.
Mm-hmm. There's a nasal component.
Yes.
But you're well enough to be here for a very special episode.
Oh my gosh, couldn't miss it. I mean, wow, this is what the season is all about, right?
We've had a string of very special episodes. As we continue our special coverage.
Oh my gosh.
As we continue,
play the song?
I will put a song in here. As we continue our special coverage of the nomination announcement of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2019. So Kristen, we have gone over the FYEs of this year, the artists that become eligible for the class of 2019. We have gone over who has been nominated before. We checked in with Seymour Stein of the current nominating committee.
Wow, who knew?
And today we're going to be doing something very special, as this is our last episode before the nominations are announced, as far as I understand.
We are recording this on the year of our
Lord,
Hall.
Our Hall Lord, 2018. September 26th. But let's bring in our guests, two return guests for this very special occasion. We have one of our very first guests, the very funny Greg Barrett.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Greg. Thank
Good
you, for,
to see you again.
For joining us again.
Yeah.
Coming back. And then we've got Joey Devine.
Hi.
He was also very funny.
I didn't mean to not give you. I mean, I'm okay. Yeah.
We have you guys back here for what will be the inaugural Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominee draft. So we will be, in turn, attempting to predict what artists will show up on this list that will be released next week of who will be nominated for the class of 2019 for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Of course, this was my idea. I feel like maybe out of the gate, I should open the floor to questions.
Okay, couple of cues.
And why cannot be a question.
Okay, well, there goes the number one. Just how does it work?
Okay, so, right, that's a great place to start.
How does it work?
Start there. Yeah. How does it work?
Great place to start. I will be using a random number generator to determine who will start, and then we will go clockwise, starting from that person.
Is it a snake draft, like a fantasy football league, or like a standard, if you get one, you also get five?
That you went way beyond.
Already lost.
Yeah.
Already
okay.
lost.
Already
yeah.
gone.
I don't,
this is how I envision it working. We start with the person. Then we go to the second, third, fourth.
Everyone picks one at a time.
We pick one at a time.
So if their pick is done, then you can't have it.
Then it's out.
Correct. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just found that out yesterday.
That's how a draft works.
So a draft works, yes.
He sent me a text in all caps. I said, I made a list from the heart. He said, it's a draft in all caps. And I was like, that changes nothing to me.
Yeah.
And then once we get to the fourth person, they will get to go twice.
Yeah, that's a snake draft.
Yeah, then we will come back around. So if you are
fourth, maybe put
fourth,
a snake sound effect in there too.
Yeah, I'll put a hiss, a rattler.
Snake draft.
This is for our special coverage, a snake draft.
Awesome,
there we go.
I love that.
So if you are fourth, you're
also
not
pick fifth.
You're not totally screwed because you get to go twice as we then go back around.
You get the number one.
Now, did either of you, did anyone here, get a call from anybody else saying, "Look, I know you're going to probably end up being in the fourth. You're going to be the fourth of the first round. I'm going to give you, I'm going to trade you. I'm going to give you
my second round pick."
That's right. That's right. Because there's so many different categories from which to choose. Because, you know, there's what you feel, there's what you know, and there's what would fucking make you furious.
Mm-hmm.
And those will probably be the choices.
Yeah. If we're being honest, from based on the years previously, you know, especially the recent years of the Hall.
Yeah.
We have to
based on that conversation that we had with
Seymour Stein.
Last week, I was like, oh, wow, some of the people that I really want to get in, it doesn't feel good. Their chances aren't looking hot.
You mean like the Pixies?
For example.
Yeah.
We brought up the Pixies to Seymour Stein, and he looked at us as though we were speaking Chinese. Yeah.
But he's only one of the members.
Correct.
Now,
right.
But also, here's what I said to Joe, is the bands that Seymour Stein signed were he signed like all the Pixies contemporaries except for the Pixies, so like of course he doesn't care about the Pixies.
Right. Yeah. And again, these are some older folks, and here's the thing. You and I had a conversation about this at lunch one day, and I said, oh, this is fun to yell about. Then I realized you take it a little bit, Joe, you take it a little bit more seriously than I do. And also you use a certain logic that kind of took the fun out of it for me, because I started going. But also, I am a passion arguer. I don't want to know the logic of why Mary Wells is going to get in before whatever it is I like. However that goes, just because I'm like, I don't know her work, but I know this person's work. Then I had to start thinking differently. Like, my wife would be superior at this because she has no passion towards anything and like this. So she would put some logic to it.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how logic works.
Right.
You know, it's, but on the other hand, you know, there's also the zeitgeist.
I have no logic and a lot of misplaced passion. So
I think that really spells out our entire dynamic, which is that I literally have like a grid in front of me on a piece of paper.
So funny.
And like a ranked list of names, as well as a few outside shots. And then Kristen, her heart is literally bleeding. I can see it from here.
But I will also say that I once played fantasy football. I let my computer auto draft and I won. And I never replaced anybody. I only, when someone had a bye week, I would go in and pick the top person from that same category and just put them in.
You were moneyballing.
I did no trades. I did no work and I won.
All stats.
Last year, Tom Morello, who's on the committee, explained Bon Jovi to me, and I found nothing to. I didn't enjoy our conversation at all.
Wait,
he explained to me why they got it.
Oh, okay. Like he was like, there's a guitarist named Richie Sambora, and
they say they went back for their bowling balls.
He said they're the guy that managed them is on the board and made a very strong case for why they should be in, and it had to do with the way the rest of the world feels and album sales and what they mean to other people. And I'm like, that still doesn't make them a great band. 2 weeks later, I was in a Target or some such store, and I heard Steel Horse I Ride, and I went, fuck, this is a great song. So I was hypnotized.
You got swayed and you didn't even mean to. That's what happens to me every week on this show.
Yeah, I started to go, okay, this is a part of like somebody else's history, not mine.
You get the appeal.
Just
because
I didn't feel it. You know, so it's real, it's a tough one. It's tough.
Yeah, because you have to aim to be objective.
And the Sambora stuff is really what really brings that shit together, man. Those solos and you know. And I didn't want to like him either. I don't care for a flat hat and bolero pants. But you know, who the fuck am I?
But flat hats. Maybe that's the most influential thing Bon Jovi did. I mean, you look at any indie band. There's at least one flat hat.
Oh yeah, a lot of flat hats.
Yeah.
Oh wow,
Father John Misty.
Yeah.
Like
is the son of Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
And so many boyfriends out of Coachella.
Yeah, who's the father of Father John Misty? It was truly John Bon Jovi. Yeah. And also there is like the structure of the words, Father John Misty, Bon Jovi, I don't know. I'm seeing things.
Okay.
I'm stringing up strings on the,
yeah,
on the
John,
wall.
John Bon Jovi. John Bon Jovi. Father John Misty.
So.
And he begat.
Misty Water Breakdown. Is that right? That's not a thing.
Smoke on the water.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going
water
to.
Water plants.
Shall we begin?
Yep.
Are we ready to begin?
Oh my god.
So here, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sign. I'll be number one. Joey will be two. Kristen will be three. Greg will be four. And I'm going to run a random number generator to determine who will be first.
That's how we're sitting in the room, guys. Joe didn't just like
rank everyone by importance.
Like, that's why none of us like fought that. We were all like, yeah, one, two, three, four. It makes sense.
I did not expect to be four, no matter what the situation is.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere. All right, so putting it in, and the person who will start will be number four, Greg Barron.
Oh, I don't want to start.
You are going to start. Greg. And I think just based on how we're sitting, it makes the most sense to go Greg, Kristen, Joey, myself. Then I'll go again, and then we'll go back around to Joey, Kristen, Greg.
No. Oh, I understand.
Based on how we're
based
sitting.
Based on what you said, the four, it should go him, you, Joey, me.
Okay.
I mean, I'm happy. No,
I think it makes more sense.
I think this makes sense. Okay, yeah. It's clockwise, sorry, and it, then it will go back.
I normally
around.
Want to side with you.
I truly don't know. I'm okay.
One of the really fun things about this was the, you know, you sent us the list of eligible people, and eligible doesn't mean, it just means eligible. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. There must be some criterion, but.
Right.
But wow, some of the names that were on there made me so happy. I have this whole other alternate one that's down the street. That's people that would never get in, but are on the list.
So yeah, a shout out to the website Future Rock Legends, which we were all using extensively because they really have an exhaustive list of anybody you could ever think of. And if they're eligible, if they're in all that information.
Yeah. Well, Jordian.
Jordy, I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
I wanted Joe to just send me the list that he used from our episodes, because that's really how I'm like doing this from the ones that we went over.
That we've talked about.
Okay.
So I had this gentleman on as a guest on our podcast a lot. I have a podcast called Maybe It's You. My wife and I have known this guy for a very long time. And
Can I quickly give I forgot one rule.
Oh, yeah.
Which is that.
Oh, yeah. Tell us how the points work. So, jeez, Joe. Wow. You keep
get
it to yourself after we've all drafted, huh?
We get. You get 2 points if you select an artist who's not been nominated before, and you get 1 point for an artist who has been nominated before. The points are obviously tabulated once the list comes out and you guys aren't in the room anymore. And then I just text you and I say, good work. So that is the point of that rule, is to make sure, or not to make sure, but to encourage kind of wild picks. Because you could make a great list of nominees based on people who've been nominated already. And that sometimes that can be an easy point, but just throwing it out there, for never been on the ballot and one if they've been on the ballot.
Never been on the ballot if they get. How does the scoring work?
So once the list is released next week, then we figure out who got their picks on the list.
And you get the points. Then you get the points. Yeah. So it's like you would get 2 points if they had never been nominated before, and they get nominated this year for a first nomination. Okay.
Okay.
Even if it's their first year eligible?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So apologies for cutting you off, Greg.
No. I need to know that as well. But I am going to go with a safe point just right out of the gate, because it will probably be on everyone's list. And I will put Rage Against the Machine on as my first.
That's a great pick.
First pick, yeah.
We're on the ballot last year. That was our first opportunity to be on the ballot last year.
Yes. Tom, who's a friend of mine, is a supremely competitive person. And good guy, I mean, but in a sportsmanlike way. But, I mean, he had no misgivings at all about the fact that he would be in a Marxist-based rock and roll band that would play fields of people. That was a decision he made as a kid. He also, you know, said I had 2 dates in high school, so I didn't have my priorities maybe right. Dates, not girls that he just 2 dates. So he had a real focus, and he was not happy about not being on last year.
He was upset that he did not get in.
Fuck, he wanted him to be first timers, of course.
I mean, when you're an FYE,
and
you're a legend.
And he's on the NomCom, right?
Yeah,
he's also inducted a lot of people. He's been a big part of one of the youngest people in the. I don't know if that's entirely true now, but he was at one point the youngest.
On the committee, yes.
Yeah.
The Cars have never made a guitar sound like a harmonica before, so come on.
Yeah, I mean, look, yeah, I mean, it's true. I mean, I'm a big Cars fan, so I was happy about that, and it felt a little overdue, but so that was my pick, Rage.
Great. All right, with the first overall pick, Rage Against the Machine for Greg Barron, Kristen Studdard.
Also coming in with a pretty safe one, I think. We talked a lot about this year, and this would be who I would be surprised if they did not get nominated and hopefully inducted this year. It's Radiohead.
Kristen's going with a safe pick. Someone who should have been in, another artist who definitely should have been inducted last year. It's hard to think of anybody who fits more criteria for an FYE than Radiohead.
Yeah, I cannot believe that they were not inducted last year, knowing what I know now, which is too much.
Thank you, Kristen. Joey, your first pick.
I think this is also a pretty safe pick, but also a first year eligible, so I'm going for 2 points here, and it is Beck.
Okay. Oh, God, I almost did that. I want you to know those were my top twos.
My top three have been taken already.
Yeah, that's safe, but you do get 2 points because he is eligible for the first time this year. Beck, beloved, critically, commercially.
That's also really has, like, floated pick, into dad rock territory, which helps him as well.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he appeals to a lot of different sets of
And he really did, you know, when he was first around.
Yeah,
Now I'm like,
he ruled.
I heard a horrible.
I should have done my FYEs right now. My God, now I care. Oh, shit. Okay.
I heard there was a horrible joke that, you know, somebody from somebody that was in their management company. So we got a note that said blonde haired singer found dead. That was the first note that somebody got about Cobain. And in his head, he knew it was Cobain. But he was, oh God, let it be Beck. And but he was sort of, when they first came out, people were like, this just feels jokey. It feels not real. And then he turned into this like prestige artist within hours. Yeah.
But he is still funny. That's what I like about him.
He still has a good sense of humor.
He's the one good Scientologist.
Gosh.
That's what everyone kind of has
He's at the top of the
I don't mind Peggy from Mad Men.
Elizabeth Moss.
We don't know enough about her.
I love her acting. Handmaid's Tale, holy moly. But watching Handmaid's Tale, I'm like, how can you be a Scientologist? Like,
yeah, look what you're doing.
What are you doing?
Look around you.
Yeah. He was born into it, though, right, Beck?
His grandpa was a Scientologist.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Everybody knows that has worked with him likes him.
Well, and also they treat celebrities differently than they treat the Sea Org, you know?
Like, for sure,
celebrities see a totally different side.
They're not cleaning toilets with toothbrushes.
Exactly. Mm. Although sometimes they are being locked in, like, the
punishment dungeons.
The attic of the Celebrity Center. Read Going Clear, watch the movie, guys.
They are listening to Loser on a loop, though, at the Sea Org.
All right, so for my pick, I am also going with an artist that I think is an easy pick, but is a first-year eligible.
Oh, boy.
An artist that I think... Well, if they're not on the ballot, it'd be insane.
Joe's about to take mine, and
I'm drafting Outkast.
Outkast. I know he was about to do it, and I, you know, if I had thought more strategically, I would have done
I mean, I just can't. It would be a true crime if they're not at the very least on the ballot.
Yeah.
I also think they should be inducted immediately, but who knows? I mean, we all know what the voting body is like, but I think Outkast.
Oh, man. Outkast better be on that ballot, even if it gives Joe 2 points.
And then I'm going to, so we'll go with me again as we snake back around.
Yeah, back to you.
Snake. I'm going to pick an artist that has not been on the ballot. But I think just based on who has gotten in the past few years, it seems like it's their turn. And I'm picking Def Leppard.
Joey made a sigh and he went back to his thing. I actually snuck a peek at Joey's list earlier and I saw the Def Leppard was at the top of a page.
Yeah. So I just think that if Bon Jovi got in last year and Journey got in the year before that, it just seems like we're starting to
There is
away.
No Bon Jovi without Def Leppard.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no Bon Jovi without Def Leppard. Much better than Bon Jovi.
I like Def Leppard.
On a scale so large, you know.
Wow, guys.
It all got very sort of at the, you know, it all got kind of very radio rock at the end. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Def Leppard were legit incredibly great. I saw them on their first tour here with Blackfoot and they blew. I mean, who knows what Blackfoot is? But yeah, they were
Train,
amazing.
Train.
That's right.
Train, train.
That's right. But they came out, did On Through the Night. People went crazy when Blackfoot came out. People went, I hope they get to Train, Train quick because I'm leaving.
Yeah.
They walked them out. Yep. Great. All right. Shit.
All right, Joey. We're back to you.
I think I'm gonna take. This woman's been in the news a lot for because bad shit was happening to her, and I think the Rock Hall's gonna finally recognize her for that reason, and it's Janet Jackson.
That's good. That's a good pick.
Wow. Well.
And it would be very well timed to get Janet in, especially this year after what came out about Les Moonves.
That's kind of why I took her.
That was a real, you know.
There's a moment that could really be. You know, if they could stick the landing, as we know, the Hall does not do that very often, but, you know, they could. Maybe the only landing they stuck was NWA, right after the movie.
Yeah.
They were having a big year, but. All right, Kristen.
Okay. Who does I want? Okay, I guess I'm gonna take Beltis Belt. No. I am going to take the zombies.
Okay.
I think that they are gonna get. They've been nominated a couple times.
The past 2 years,
It feels like it could happen again, and I think, I don't know, I think it could happen for them this year. I take the zombies.
Very good pick. Greg, we...
I'm really kind of... I hang on, because I'm going to blow your mind, but I don't think I am, actually. I had three of those. Yeah, I did not have the zombies. And I still refuse to have, I won't have them now. I know I will not have it, is what I'm saying. I will not have it.
No zombie having.
I will not have it. I put,
it is not the zombies year ever in Greg's mind.
It is not. Yeah. I don't,
well, I think this will be their year.
Lots of people got passed over. I will take, I have Dr. Dre down.
Okay. Very interesting.
I do. And he's first time this year, right?
He was eligible last year, I think, for the first time. Yeah,
I do feel like there's a shift. Maybe not with the Rock Hall people, but there's just been a shift in the culture. And I think one more year of old white men is going to make people go, I'll go fuck yourselves. And we're not going to. I just think really there's going to be a, like, we need to start including just people who changed music, period.
Well, and I also wonder if that Jimmy Iovine documentary that they did with Dr. Dre coming out this year helps him too.
But he's epic, man.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
changed of course.
The face of, he just is one of those, and he deserves it on so many levels.
I bet a bunch of old white dudes watched that documentary check in with their guy Jimmy, and then they were like, black people exist.
Yeah. So that was my, and I think he's sort of an outlier, but I hope I would love to see that happen.
That would be, I think that's a good pick, and I think that could happen.
He never been nominated?
I mean, he's not. Obviously, he's inducted with NWA.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But as a solo artist, he has not been nominated.
I also think that there's a possibility that he could end up in musical excellence as a producer.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I did have that down, too. But then I just thought,
His recording career alone is enough.
I mean, it's bigger than, NWA was like it was like the Sex Pistols of being who they were, but then at a certain point, it's like he went on and continued to build on that in a way that,
you know.
How many rounds of this are we doing?
We'll see. We'll see how long it takes, and then we'll kind of, when we're done.
Okay.
But Greg, you have another pick after that.
Oh, I do.
Because we are snaking.
That's right. I'd forgotten about the snaking.
That's like we shouldn't. On RuPaul's Drag Race, there's kind of a rattlesnake noise that they use.
Okay.
That was for three people who listen to this podcast.
And also, the Venn diagram of Drag Race in this podcast is a thin one.
It's me.
I think
I might just be in it.
I think it's a first timer. It's not someone that I, it just is somebody that I feel like I have Sheryl Crow down.
Okay. God damn it.
Yeah.
That's good.
I feel like she's a person
that
will
rock and roll. I think she could get FYE. This is her first year
of eligibility.
Yeah. She's been in the industry for a long time, and people in the industry really enjoy it and really enjoy
she's
her,
res- like respected her. Yeah.
Yep.
And she's shown up at the hall induction ceremonies a few times, so it's not like they don't know her.
And she had some super hits.
Oh yeah,
she had a great career. Super hits. You hear something and you know, and she's on ads and stuff all the time, so I feel like she's got a real shot.
Very good. Kristen.
Oh boy.
We go to you.
Well, now I'm like, do I just pick an FYE real fast, or cuz all my FYEs, those were my FYEs were Outkast and Sheryl Crow.
You have Fine Young Cannibals? Do you have an FYC? Do you have an FYC in there?
And I mean, and obviously
first their first year driving me crazy.
Back.
Yeah.
now I just feel like I need to get an FYE on there. But no, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to take, I am going to take, who do I want? This is compelling radio. I apologize to our listeners. I had one all lined up that I was going to pick, and then now I don't remember what it was. Oh, well. I'm. Oh, yeah. I guess LL Cool J.
Okay.
Oh, man. Yeah. Smart.
Yeah,
good.
I think he should.
Yep.
He's already been nominated.
A bunch.
And I think it could happen for him. So
that's pretty smart.
Yeah, and they need to. Yeah. I mean, I feel like they'll probably just keep putting him on the ballot until he's in.
Mama said put him in the hall. And wow. I'm Mama.
So. There's a nice remix of that on the Deadpool 2
soundtrack.
You know, yeah, that'll.
It's difficult with LL because it feels like we're encroaching on, if they're only going to induct one hip hop artist a year, then it's like we're, you know.
Well, that's why they should not do that. Like
exactly,
that.
But yeah. knowing the hall, yeah. All right. Joey?
I'm going to take another group that's been nominated a couple of times, I think, and I'm going to take Judas Priest.
That's very good.
Oh, man.
So they were on the ballot for the first time last year, and a long time holdout, it seemed, to get on the ballot, but now that they're on the ballot, who's to say?
Who's to say?
What will happen? All right. My next pick is going... I went to the museum recently in Cleveland.
Which is not associated with the hall. With
there's a
not to be confused with the actual hall.
There is a tenuous connection, but they do have a floor that is the connection. That floor is entirely about the inductions, and it has an actual like wall where you can go year by year and see who's inducted. They also, for the first time this year, have a few kiosks where you can go.
Joe's gonna take my pick here.
Where you can go and you can vote on who you think should be inducted.
Yeah.
Based on everyone who's eligible, right? And I think they're doing that as kind of a populist reach to the public to see who they want. And I think the top two artists, at least, I mean, the second one was Def Leppard, and the first one was Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
And I'm picking Stevie Nicks. I think that poll at the museum is there for a reason. It's to kind of take the temperature.
You think it matters.
I think it's to take the temperature of the public.
Power to the people, Hall. Power to the people.
So I'm picking
Stevie Nicks, but I'm surprised that that's what.
Is Patti Smith in?
Patti Smith is in, yeah. Okay. Stevie Nicks.
Patti Smythe is not.
No, from Scandal, yeah.
I mean, just for being married to John McEnroe, seems like.
Right, give her something, some trophy.
Yeah.
Her
not being in the hall is over the line.
The thing about Stevie Nicks that I thought was curious, though, was she was getting a lot of votes. And then I was set up at, you know, one of the, they have a lot of things where you can watch videos, and I was watching moments from the induction, and I was, it was near the wall where they have the artists listed, and I was right next to Fleetwood Mac, and I can't tell you how many times people walked by and went, oh, wait a second, no, Stevie Nicks is in with Fleetwood Mac, I told you. And they'd walk by and they'd go, oh, no, Stevie Nicks isn't, look, Fleetwood Mac, there it is, okay. So I think so many people are like, oh, that's crazy. Stevie Nicks should be in. She was in Fleetwood Mac. And then they don't realize.
Can you re-educate me on her career? I only think of her as having one or two albums after, I mean, outside of the band, like, or songs.
Yeah, I mean, the songs that I can think of that were
Edge
solo.
Edge of 17 is the one I really think of.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then also the beginning of Bootylicious by Destiny's Child. Yeah.
And then she had a duet with Don Henley. And she did a duet with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, but...
Oh, stop dragging.
Is it just be iconic?
I think so.
I think she is quite I think she's definitely an icon, but you know who else is an icon? Janet Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Boy, we should... But she
but
has
Steve,
been
I don't
just...
know about her. I don't know about Stevie's solo career in terms of it being hall-worthy. I'd really have to take a deeper dive and maybe...
But you think she'll get nommed, nonetheless?
I do nonetheless think she will be on the ballot just because of that. And I get to go again, and I'm going to pick someone who we've talked about a little bit on this podcast about their chances because they're recently repped by Irving Azoff, who is very powerful manager. And it seems like he has it in his sights to get them into the Rock Hall, and it's the Doobie Brothers.
That was...
That was going to be my next pick.
That was also mine.
I'm so glad somebody else got to pick that.
It just seems like
I didn't want to pick it, but it was only that would have been a political pick, and I'm glad I didn't have to do it.
That's what I'm saying.
So thanks for taking that off the plate, off of my plate, Joe.
Yeah.
I'm glad to not have to pick the Doobie Brothers.
I want to win, so I'm
I do not care about winning.
It just seems like that's when
I say that so that when I don't win, it won't matter.
When Azoff wants somebody in, it seems like he's able to do that. So that's my choice. All right, Joey, we go to you.
Because you took my Doobie Brothers pick, I'm going to take another shitty old white guy band because I know they're going to be on there. And it is Jethro Tull.
Very good.
Oh, you think Jethro Tull? Oh, have they been nominated a bunch of times?
No,
right?
They've never been on the ballot, which is surprising to me.
That is, but you think that for sure they're going to be on, Joey? Hit me with some logic.
I was looking at the list of like shitty white guy, old white man bands that like are due.
Is that,
like,
is that on Future Legends?
No,
site?
But I was looking at their like
sublist of that.
I was looking at their sublists, and it was like. Like Def Leppard, Judas Priest were like two of the top ones, and then it was like Doobie Brothers, Jethro Tull, and I was like, I bet all four of those are gonna be on.
Yeah, and I feel like if they get
not to lump Judas Priest in with those guys, really, but
no,
yeah,
they have some
cool.
Exceptional merit. And you know what? I'm okay. When we met up with Seymour Stein, I read off a list of what I called the Sinister Six of artists,
which
that
was so funny.
That
which
I
Mike
really
had fallen asleep during.
Yeah,
what do you know off the top of your head? Were the
Sinister Six were Foreigner, Boston, Styx, REO Speedwagon, and there were a few more. They were
the reason for punk music in America.
Yes,
absolutely.
To go against. Bad Company.
You're naming a bunch of people on my list right now.
Yeah. And you
paid attention. Joey listens to the show.
I brought them up as though to say these are artists that I think would be very boring nominees. And Jimmy Buffett was the other one.
Yeah.
Would be very boring nominees, but if they got on the ballot, I think they would get inducted potentially right away. And I read them to Seymour as though to
like,
say, please
oh,
don't
yeah.
do it. But I left off Doobie Brothers and Def Leppard and Jethro Tull because I actually think there is a little bit of merit going on there. I don't think they're as bad as like, you know, the aforementioned bands. I don't. We talked about Def Leppard already.
Yeah.
I think they actually have merit as a hall-worthy candidate. I think the same about Jethro Tull to some extent and also the Doobie Brothers. I don't know. Am I crazy? Perhaps. It is your turn, Kristen.
Oh boy. Gosh. Now we're really getting into the heart of the matter right now. I don't know. I'm going to take the Replacements.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
That's
wow.
my heart yeah. pick.
That's,
yeah.
that's wild, and I love
yeah.
it. I love to
that's
see.
That's the one I really was going to.
Yeah.
I'm taking them.
Yeah,
and
that's hurtful.
I hope they're on it. And Seymour, if you can hear me, you already voted last week. So.
Right.
Hey, Seymour told me personally he nominates them every year. So.
Yeah. I get
he
it.
Told you personally?
Yeah.
Remember
I met
Joey
him at a
ran
restaurant.
Into him
oh, yes, that's right. Oh, my God. You're like how this all even started. Wow. And then he was on our podcast.
I know.
That's crazy.
It was super weird.
Wow.
A lot of us surprisingly have met Seymour Stein and not the ones you would guess.
Right. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll try and it took me 5 years. It took me longer. I created a whole show around Morello and it took me he was only on the very last one I did.
Mm-hmm.
I created it for him.
Right.
But I would love to try and get him over here. Because when he sits down to talk, he'll talk.
Yeah,
and he's he's fun to talk to.
We love
about.
Hot Dish.
And,
yeah,
and we love current NomCom
oh, yeah.
members as it turns
yeah.
out.
Well, he's probably the most similar to Joe in this room. There's a logic to it, even though he has his own, you know. And he also, like,
passions,
I guarantee
yeah.
you, he's on the Judas Priest
trend. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He got all the band, any band that even is slightly hard, is his.
That's him.
You
yeah.
know, yeah. I don't think he'll be trying to get Tool in, but I think.
I think they could get in eventually,
I think
though.
That's crazy.
No,
come
on, guys.
Cool. Guys, listen to what you're
come
saying.
Come on.
All right, Greg, it is your turn.
Okay, I'm in the same position as you are, so I'm already. This is almost all going to be heart, but I put Soundgarden down.
Okay, that's good.
I had that one.
Yeah.
Because you
I
know,
had them as well.
For the very unfortunate reason that his
yeah.
death brought even more, like, you know, I think when people go, God, I forgot how great those guys were really fucking incredible. Mm-hmm. And they were not Nirvana and they were not Pearl Jam. Like, as time bears itself out, you start going, those bands were all different. Yes, they were all different
yeah.
in their own way. And they were pre those bands.
That's true.
They were
yeah.
the first band to get some ink for being part of that sub pop thing,
mm-hmm.
you know?
20 years from now, people are going to be complaining that they put Stone Temple Pilots in. like we complain about
Moody Blues.
Do you? The Moody Blues.
Do you, or do you think that the more I watched Cheap Trick get inducted this morning because I went down a hole. That's partly why I'm late. And I and when you know that's where those guys are. Sort of that thing of like, you know, Cheap Trick were neither a metal band nor yeah. you know, and they were very derivative, but they were fun and people liked them and they got on the radio a lot more and they were really cool songwriters. And I think once people sort of get past their distaste of Weiland's erraticness, that's a pretty great band.
Yeah.
You know, with a lot of
radio
hits.
They have a lot of great singles, for sure.
Yes.
That will withstand the test of time. Already have.
And they were able to stay in the game. They could have stayed in the game a lot longer had he been healthy because they knew how to, they were, you know, they sucked up people's ideas and regurgitated them out in a different way. And people went,
they're grunge Oasis.
Yeah. With a little bit more width, a little bit more like, okay, this week we're going to be the band Red Cross. You've never heard of them, but we stole their whole deal. So here's Big Bang Babies. And, you know, here's our, you know, before they even showed up, they're like, here's our Pearl Jam song. We had one just as Pearl Jam's hitting.
We were ready to go.
Yeah.
Well, Greg, I know you were put on the spot, but you do go again.
I do go again. And I have The Flaming Lips down.
What?
I kind of like that pick.
That is
wild. Wow, that's a wild card, and I'm here for it.
I love to see that shit.
I am.
That guy's just so, they're just so smart. They're just, you know, they're them. I mean, you guys all know. You know?
Yeah. That would be very cool.
Yeah.
I mean, the picks you've made already are very cool. Ballot of.
I will have the worst score of us. I really will.
That's great. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Kristen.
Yeah.
It comes to you.
Okay, wait. Okay. I'm like, all right, I'm going to pick Nine Inch Nails.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That
was one that I just added right now to my list, but I was like, oh, yeah, if like a hard band is going to get in, I think it could be them. And although I know that another band on my list should probably get in first, and maybe someone else will take them by the time it gets back to me.
Well, it's possible.
And I'm sure it will happen. Great.
But Nine Inch Nails have been off the ballot for a little bit, but they were on the first few years of eligibility. They deserve to be in.
Just that seems to be in. That has to be in.
I think it's inevitable that they will get in. I don't know if it'll be this year, but you know what? Sometimes you got to roll those dice, baby.
Hell yeah.
And I'm here for it.
Get it. All right, Joey.
I'm going to take kind of a wild pick here because I've taken some safe ones.
Get wild.
Last year, they nominated Bad Brains. And,
two years ago,
they nominated Bad Brains.
I know
and
what you're going
to
do.
I think, like, they've been doing with post-punk where they're just picking one random band at a time. I think they're going to do that with hardcore, and I'm taking Black Flag.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
Me neither.
That's interesting. I had them on my list as well, but I have one before it. That was good. Well done.
Interesting. Yeah, and it seems as though Dave Grohl, who's on the nominating committee, was probably the one pushing for Bad Brains, having the DC connection, and I think even knowing those guys, that seems to be the word that was Grohl.
He's savvy too, and people like him. Yeah, you know, all these things are done in speeches.
I just kind of think a band with that many tattoos like eventually has to get in. Like the Black Flag bars are so iconic.
Yeah.
And like
it's the
Urban Outfitters
T-shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
And also for the opposite reason that you put a Bon Jovi in there, you have to put a band where we have to put bands in here who when they were happening nobody knew who they were, and they will say to you. You know, it seems like there was a scene, but it was a lot of empty. It was a lot of venues with a handful of kids that knew each other, but it was never nobody knew who they were.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But they, without question, changed the course of what music was.
Also, they could be the band that puts the most singers in.
I was thinking about that. Yeah, because they had a few guys before Rollins, but I wonder if they would start with
Des Cadena, Keith Morris.
Yeah. Well, and then there's what's his name from Decline of Civilization, the Western Civilization. It's like Rico Rodriguez or something like that. Yeah.
Had a wrestler as a singer?
That is not his name. That is not his name, but it's something
that just
like
sounded
that.
Like a wrestler.
Kira, the bass player, is one of the most sought after director's assistants in Hollywood.
Oh, that's crazy. I didn't
know
that.
Yeah. She went into a career in movies and has never turned back, apparently.
Interesting. Okay. So, it is my turn.
Okay. We're at the tail of the snake and also the head.
Yes. Kristen, you picked Nine Inch Nails.
Yes, I did.
I'm gonna go you're gonna a little bit further back.
You're gonna put I'm putting in Kraftwerk.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Oh, they were also on my list.
And that will be my first pick of artists that have been on the ballot before.
Wow, Joe's really playing the points
I'm
that he created.
I'm playing for the points mm-hmm. that I created. Because the band, the artists inducted each year are never more than six, I think we are going to, we're about to go to our sixth round, and I think that's going to be the last round.
Oh
so,
my gosh.
I will go, and then once we get to Greg, we will close up shop,
no.
I think.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's a warning to everyone. You have one more pick.
Okay.
Okay.
That changes everything.
Truly. Well, you said we were going to go till ad infinitum, and then
right.
I threw in Nine Inch Nails, which was a huge mistake. Well, we'll
maybe
see.
Not.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll find out
in a week's time or so.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to play it safe again, I think. Ooh, or don't I? Do I go for the damn fences?
Go for the damn fences, you ding dong.
You're not going to care about the damn fences when you look at your scorecard. No, I'm kidding. I got to say that.
I'm glad you said that. I'm going to go wild, but a little bit informed.
Hmm. Wildly informed.
I'm going to go with the Clovers.
Oh.
Because the Clovers did like Love Potion number 9 and a bunch of songs in like the 50s.
And if you heard our last episode,
oh, wow.
people like to
Clovers.
Sing songs from the
so
50s.
So this is Seymour Stein's number one pick. And it's also a pick that I've seen Little Steven is into. So there's a few people on the nominating committee who seem to want to induct the Clovers, but they've been eligible the whole fucking time. So why haven't they been on the ballot yet? So there's two things I'm dealing with. There's the fact that I know people on the committee want them in, but I also know it just hasn't, they haven't made the ballot yet.
So I feel like with everything, again, using Bon Jovi as the paradigm, there's a desire to educate. And while mm-hmm. they don't normally use the, you know, they did that bullshit thing last year where they threw Blink Ray in and everybody who now ruins his chance of actually being one of those people, but who should be people should be educated about.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that that's your choice. They have to bring somebody in and you go, I don't know who the fuck that is. And then you sit right. down and go, holy shit.
Yeah, like the Sister Rosetta Tharpe was kind
yes,
of that for last
she
year.
Should have been a legit fucking, but people don't know. And that's the thing. Then they would mm-hmm. get to know because of the
yeah.
Well, the Hall of Fame. People go, every year they put person in there, you go, I got to go buy all the records.
Yes, which is if the Hall operates correctly, they should be doing that.
Yeah, and when you stick somebody in a side category, no matter how nice you make it seem, like lifetime achievements, like, yeah, but fuck all. Where are the winners? Winners.
Yeah, give me the winners.
Right? Yeah.
So that will be my final pick. Joey, your final pick.
Oh, I was going to go safe on this next pick after going wild last time, but I think I'm going to swing for the fences points-wise and go with someone who's never been nominated before, who I think deserves to get in. There's a couple of... I'm going to take Joy Division / New Order.
Okay, I will allow that.
Oh.
I think if Joy Division gets in, they have to also induct New Order. Because it is ostensibly the same band.
Well, New Order, if you combine the two bands,
yes and no.
Yeah,
yeah
exactly.
You know, it's like it is, but it's Eddie and Curtis, which is why Joy Division is so compelling.
But I think if they induct Parliament with Funkadelic, if they induct the Faces with the Small Faces, I think you induct Joy Division and New Order together.
In my argument, you don't know. Like, I don't know the singer of Parliament, and I don't know the singer of Face like oh that's Stuart what was it?
So it became Rod Stewart. So that's,
right, became
that's
Rod
a big
Stewart.
Thing. It was not.
But
it was...
Ian Curtis and his subsequent suicide and the darkness of that music was such a like it was such a big deal. Like and I lived through it. So
I
the
agree
difference
with
between
you,
it.
But I do think their case is stronger if they're together because I think from a popularity standpoint, more people know New Order than Joy Division.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. And there's similarities, but I just think that they had a different. That on its own, Joy Division should make it in.
Oh, 100%.
And then on its own, they should compete with other bands of the era, the New Order.
Yeah, I just think, I mean, almost as a case, just to make sure that they get in, put them together because you could interpret New Order as an evolution.
It's like
of...
you're tagging it onto a bill. You're tagging it onto the bill. I'm going to put that on the bill. And I'm also I'm going to put Link Ray on there as well.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with the band. I just like to push that bill through Congress.
Get it through.
If you want my vote.
Well, that's an interesting pick, and I like that it was wild as hell for your last pick.
Yeah.
Kristen, this is the last one.
Okay, I want you all to know how strongly I want to just say Pat Benatar and finish.
Mm-hmm. Why don't? Oh,
but
I
care a little bit. Oh, God. Boy, oh, boy. What's it going to be? Guys, I mean...
I don't mean to sway you. And if you don't want me to say anything, I won't.
What?
What if Benatar's on the ballot and you didn't pick her?
It would crush me. I would be that's all I want to say.
There's also another person you've been standing super hard for not on... That no one's taken.
Whitney.
Yeah.
is also on my list. Here, I'll just read you who I have left.
Hold on, we'll do that after the break.
Okay, great. Okay, then I guess, boy, oh boy. And also, Joe, don't try to throw me under the bus, get me to pick Pat Benatar over here.
I mean, my picks are done, so this is, I'm truly just thinking about how crushed you might be. But again, you have your own methodology, and I don't want to get in the way of that.
You know what is going to be crazy is who I'm actually going to pick is very, I'm going to pick Kate Bush.
Okay.
Oh, that's really smart.
Because I think that could happen, and I like her, and I pick Kate Bush.
Okay, we almost closed out the round with Kristen picking no females. No female artists.
I know.
Everyone else had. But
not,
I'm glad you did.
Not because I didn't want to, guys. It's just, I guess, the way the game is played.
You're in the Hall's head.
The Hall's in my head, and it's infuriating.
All right, so for the final pick... We look to Greg Barrett to bring us home.
I have two, and one is not a first year, and the other one is. And I don't think either of them have a shot. But it's just a nomination. It's not the thing.
Just making the ballot.
It's just making the ballot.
I think the Cranberries have a shot at making the ballot.
Oh.
Interesting.
I do think the Cranberries have a shot at making the ballot.
You know, a tragedy sometimes equals
I just think sometimes when something comes up and you get to hear those catalogs again.
Can I go back and just put Whitney on too?
No, you've... I want to. You missed your shot. The Cranberries, that's very interesting. Yeah, because Dolores passed away within the year.
They're Irish. They're
Oh, what's the Irish Hall of Fame?
Yeah, the shillelagh of good fortune.
People can't seem to get their heads around Sinead.
Right, yeah.
She's not in, right?
No.
She certainly should be.
She's great.
But, I agree.
Okay.
All right, the last pick is the Cranberries. So,
yeah, I'm sure there's people listening going, dude, what are you fucking wasted that pick?
Yeah. All right, so our final list, Greg has picked Rage Against the Machine, Dr. Dre, Sheryl Crow, Soundgarden, The Flaming Lips, and the Cranberries. Which would have been a great festival in 1994.
Yeah. I think that was a Lollapalooza.
Oh my God, that really does. Wow, that really also just ties me to no versatility, no history in there. You know, and okay.
Kristen Studdard has picked Radiohead, The Zombies, LL Cool J, Replacements, Nine Inch Nails, and Kate Bush.
What a well-rounded person she is.
Interesting. Joey Devine has chosen Beck, Janet Jackson, Judas Priest, Jethro Tull, Black Flag, and Joy Division / New Order.
That would be an incredible fight. That's such a good list. I think it would be an incredible show. Probably, yeah.
That would make
me fucking delighted.
Yeah.
I was aiming for well-rounded.
Yeah.
And I have chosen Outkast, Def Leppard, Stevie Nicks, the Doobie Brothers, Kraftwerk, and the Clovers.
I'd only sit out one of those nominations.
All right. Well, those are the picks. We're going to take a break and we will be right back.
And we're back. Okay, don't mansplain what I just said, which was that we are back.
I couldn't tell if you were telling me to start.
Nope. I was introducing the second part of the show.
Right. I saw that differently. I saw him being influenced by you and covering your We're Back.
Yes.
Well, it sounded to me like he thought no one would believe it when I said it. Whoa. So he had to say
man, that's so interesting.
I thought, okay, we could litigate this for a while, but I'm gonna leave it and say sure.
That sounds like we got H&R in here real quick.
So what I want to do is I had told everyone to come up with a list of 20 that we could just go down the pike and just kind of read off your list. If they're in any order, if they're not, it does not matter. But I'm curious who everybody was working with, including the ones that we picked what people had. So we'll start with Greg.
Well, I made some decisions on the fly. Like I went to, I started thinking about those newer folks. And I did have some Cliff Richards and Glenn Campbell, which to me seems also ridiculous.
Glenn Campbell rules.
Yeah. He does, and he was on everything, and he played on everyone's records, and he played all kinds of music.
They should have put him in it with the Beach Boys just to really grind Mike Love's goat.
Yeah.
He would be a great candidate for the musical excellence category.
I was
going
to say, that sounds to me like certainly that category.
Because in addition to having a great recording career, he played on everything.
But he also had straight-up hits that have been covered by rock and roll inductees.
Wichita Lineman is so good. That song is so good.
All the music on the Electric Horseman, he was,
Yeah, Glenn Campbell's great.
And he made surf records.
I'm surprised he didn't make the ballot after he passed away.
Yeah, yeah.
He once tipped me $10 and a signature Glenn Campbell guitar pick when I worked at a coffee shop by Pebble Beach, and he was there... he was there golfing the pro-am, and I was like, he tipped me a guitar pick? And then it turned out somebody was like, oh, no, that's actually really valuable. Like, he was using it as his, like, ball. Like, when he was golfing in the pro-am, he was – it was –
Oh, that was his marker.
Yeah, it was his ball marker.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I saw him twice. Once I saw him on an airplane, and he did not even know he was a person, I guarantee you. They had him strapped in.
Oh, boy.
And the second time, I met him in the lobby in Nashville with a guy named Julian. His last name is escaping me now, but he gets mentioned a lot in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a producer. And we made his last record with him. Okay, so the other bands that I had in here were... I had Carole King on there because it just seems like there women are constantly being overlooked. Yeah. I had Sinead on there. I had a couple of other things got picked. I had Casey Kasem in there.
Oh, interesting. Just because, in a different category, yeah.
Yeah, but Hole, I feel is important.
I would
important.
Love to see them in the Rock and Roll Hall
as
of
much
Fame.
As, yeah, as much as Courtney's Salt and Pepper.
Yeah, you went for an era.
Yep. Oh, my God. Yeah. And then there was just stuff that I love, that, Jane's Addiction, Jeff Buckley. The Jam are not in, right?
No.
Yeah, or Paul Weller. But nobody over here cares, but they were fucking huge. Pavement, Bjork, and Melissa Etheridge.
Cool. Who did you have that people picked?
I had The Replacements. I had Def Leppard. That was it. But I did make a real quick list of people who will never get in that are eligible. and they are Joey Lawrence, EMF, Saigon Kick, Cannibal Corpse, Dangerous Toys, Faster Pussycat, Urge Overkill, Sir Mix-a-Lot, Vixen, Onyx and Samantha Fox legend.
Fox.
Yeah.
And that's a mix of people you like and don't like.
I don't know actually Joey Lawrence's music to dislike it, but I enjoyed EMF, Cannibal Corpse, The Dangerous Toys had one song, Faster Pussycat, I loved, and Urge Overkill, one of my favorite bands of all time.
Also Onyx, pretty good. Onyx, Slam,
back,
dude.
Then, what about Back the Fuck Up? That's all they want you to do in that song is Back the Fuck Up. What? Back the Fuck Up. Are you am I in your way?
Okay.
I got a truck, motherfucker. Back the fuck up. And beep, beep, beep.
Urge Overkill, a Chicago band.
Oh, my God. Are they fucking amazing.
All right, Kristen, let's give us the full list.
My full list, and I put little sad faces next to the ones that got taken by other people and little star face next to the ones that I got. So A Tribe Called Quest, the B-52s, The Cure. I can't believe that didn't get taken at all. I didn't get the feeling that it was going to happen.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, like, it could. I mean, they are on my list as well.
Same with the B-52s as well. I feel like that really could happen this year. That was almost what I put as my last pick.
Yeah, when you guys mentioned the B-52s, they all were like, they should be in.
Yeah, they all
It's like they just forgot them.
Yeah, it certainly perked up Seymour's ears. Yeah.
That period of time was so sort of uncohesive in that, like, late 70s, early 80s with the Blondie and... But they all kind of clumped into New Wave, Devo, but all that stuff was super important.
Well, it has to drive, like, REM nuts that the B-52s aren't in because they're so connected.
I imagine when the B-52s get in, Stipe will induct them.
Yeah.
They will get in. Maybe it'll be this year, and I'll kick myself for not having chosen them, but I put them on my external list.
Wow, yeah, that's good.
Then The Cure, obviously, which... I don't know. I think that Joe would be so sad that he didn't pick them if this was the year they got in.
You're right, yeah. My own medicine.
The Zombies, which I got. The Replacements, which I also got. Outkast, which I did not get. Beck, which I also did not get. Radiohead, got it. LL Cool J, got it. Janet Jackson, taken from me by the man to my left. I had the Spinners. I just feel like that is, there's just got to be kind of that, that there has to be a nominee from that era, and that's what I think could get in, and that's why I put it there, but it didn't, I didn't, they didn't make it to my top. The Go-Go's, I would just think they should
get. Oh man, I didn't realize they weren't in. That's great. That's, that seems like a real
I would like
mistake.
For them to be in. I had Soundgarden on there, which I did not get. T-Rex, I think, could get nommed.
Super weird they're not nominated.
Yeah, so that's pretty wild. That was almost the one that I did instead of Nine Inch Nails, which I added at the end for some wild swing.
Were they not even on your list?
They were not even on my list.
You had so many good picks on your list.
I know. Kate Bush, who I did get. Then I had the Marvelettes, because I feel like something from that era also needs to get nommed.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
Mm-hmm. Sheryl Crow, who I did not get. Pat Benatar, who lives in my heart, as, along with Whitney Houston, who also lives in my heart. And then I also had Kraftwerk, which you got.
Yeah.
And then I threw Nine Inch Nails on there when I suddenly panicked.
You just panicked, yeah.
And I got it. Yay.
I did that with Sheryl Crow. Yeah. I was like, I wasn't going to say this.
She was on my list. I think she could get in.
That B-52s, though, is really, I feel badly because I love them. And I do also have that thing where I go, yeah, but just because you like it, Greg. Like, I have a lot of that. Like, people don't know who they are, you know?
You said that, Kristen, you had told me that your list was mostly passion. I think that's very well-informed list.
Yeah, really good taste in music.
Well,
I can't help
that I now know all this
more than you would
this
like to.
This is like, I've passively, by osmosis, absorbed a lot of information about what's happening in the hall. And so now I had, but it didn't really help my choices that much, I think.
Yeah.
Although, I got a decent ballot. That's pretty good.
I think that's a very good list of predictions.
Is your Patreon up that pays for you to go to the hall?
Oh, yeah. We gotta get one of those up so that we can get $100 total.
Fair enough.
We should do that, maybe.
We'll see.
All right. If you want us to start a Patreon, send us an email.
Yeah. And more to the point, if you would like to give us money, do that.
Yeah.
Find a way to do that.
Now, Venmo them at Joey Devine.
All right, Joey, who was your
20? I actually had a pretty similar list to Kristen. I also had a list over 20, but I'll go through them real quick. I had George Michael, who I think it's pretty weird he's not in because of how famous he was. Radiohead, Beck, Rage Against the Machine, the MC5.
That's who I thought you were going to.
But I kind of think they're going to put them in the singles category this year.
Oh boy. I think they're one that Morello is pushing for.
They've been nominated so many times at this point though, right?
Wayne Kramer,
they've been nominated
right?
two or three.
Wayne Kramer. No, Wayne Kramer was not in his Wayne Kramer. Yeah, yes. Kramer. They're
and
like
Fred
mates.
Sonic Smith.
Yeah, yeah, I met Wayne with who's a lovely person. Yeah, I'm sure he's pushing.
I just think with Kick Out the Jams, it's like such a like an iconic song that they could single them.
There's just these bands that people say their name and you go, the New York Dolls, Johnny Thunders, the MC5, people say their names all the time.
Well, I was surprised Television wasn't in, but I didn't even put them on my list because it's still like it's one album, basically.
Yeah.
And then I have The Zombies, Depeche Mode, Outkast, Chaka Khan, The Replacements, Kraftwerk, Stevie Nicks, Doobie Brothers, LL Cool J, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, I almost took Snoop as well.
Brian Eno, Def Leppard, Soundgarden, Smiths, Black Flag, The Go-Go's, B-52s. Sonic Youth was a band I was surprised hasn't even been on a nomination ballot yet.
The corner.
Yeah.
Wu-Tang and the Spinners. Oh, and then Bad Company and Foreigner.
He says as he throws
his
notebook.
Did you think about Fugazi at all?
I didn't, weirdly. Fugazi is another one that's like, I think, kind of like New Order and Joy Division, I think has a pretty good shot if you kind of
tag
them
threat.
With Minor Threat. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I went Black Flag over Minor Threat. Because I was thinking about a hardcore band, and I was just like, I think Black Flag is sort of has a half step up on like if you're an old white guy, you know Black Flag better.
Certainly
than
know Rollins.
Threat. Yeah, exactly. And Rollins is so
like... Oh, yeah. He's very hall-oriented, right?
Well, he just seems like someone who... he hosts a radio show on KCRW. Mm-hmm. He shows up on VH1 a lot. Like, he has that kind of presence as a personality that is appealing to the
whole. I think he has a thing. I think this is Terry Crews talks about this. You absolutely negotiate with terrorists, meaning that you do make yourself a public persona if you're going to put your ideas out there. Yeah. And you do act in a movie. And you do. And if you show up as Henry Rollins, most of the time people are okay with it. And I think the same with those guys that are like, yeah, I could fight the system to the point of not being known, or I can play and keep that shit alive and drag everybody through with me. So I think Rollins has a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good choice.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but last week, did they not, when the Smiths came up, just utterly dismiss that as
an idea? No, no, no. The Smiths were signed by Seymour Stein.
Yeah, yeah.
So Seymour actually brought up the Smiths, and he said he seemed to think that Morrissey would come.
So it was only the Pixies that they were like,
yeah.
Excuse me, what?
Morrissey would come, but they wouldn't play?
Seymour Stein seemed to think that...
He kind of made it sound like they'd play.
And also, he maybe implied that he would be able to make that happen.
And they're all alive, right? They're all, and that's the one kind of thing, too. Yeah. God,
I don't know, though. If Seymour Stein was calling in this year, I don't know how much sway he's going to have. If you're not in the room with the hoagie, like... Right.
Boy, oh boy, did they hate that, because it is not a hoagie.
Yeah.
They hated it so much.
They were individual sandwiches, and you were doing a bit where you kept calling it a giant sandwich, and they did not get it.
A giant sandwich in the middle of the room. Yep.
Some of them got it. Anyway, maybe they all got it, but they just were having no nonsense.
Seymour did not get it, and
he was like, "It's Jewish deli." Basically.
I think my other dudes were like on the were on the level.
Andy and Bob. I mean, again, maybe they all got it. We love those guys, and we thank them for doing our show.
Did I say Devo? Shit. Devo was also on my list.
That's a good person. That's a great pick.
Yeah.
Mother's Ball will get in at some point just for his contribution.
Yeah,
musically. I think Devo will get in.
Devo's going to get in. All right. But God, I guess first we have to get stupid Foreigner and Bad Company in.
I am really proud of us for not none of us drafting Foreigner or Bad Company. I just want to say, because they're potentially easy picks, but I think I like to think that the nominating committee will rise above, not to...
Hopefully.
But to your point, there wouldn't be... That's years of radio that wouldn't be on if it wasn't... Those bands literally held up radio, popular radio.
Yes.
FM, rock and roll radio was nothing but that. While the Replacements and all those things were bubbling under, there'd be nothing. Those bands were... Mm-hmm.
But it seems like they've put in enough of those radio bands.
Yeah, recently,
that chunk you just said feels like one whole group. It really should go in as a group.
Well, they've been inducting them as groups, which the point should be that, like, throw in one a year. Don't make it three or four a year, I guess is my plea.
Yeah.
All right, my list of 20 is... in somewhat of an order, Outkast, Def Leppard, Stevie Nicks, Doobie Brothers, Radiohead, Janet Jackson, Rage Against the Machine, Kraftwerk, The Zombies, Judas Priest. All of those were picked. And then my first name that did not get picked was The Eurythmics. LL Cool J.
They almost went on my list.
Yeah. LL Cool J, Chaka Khan, Jethro Tull, The Spinners, The Cure, Carly Simon, which was one I debated putting in there, but
I love Carly Simon.
Yeah. Is James Taylor in?
James Taylor's in.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, come on.
Right? It just seems like
actual bullshit.
I know. I agree with you.
And Carole King is also not in, and she's getting very angry again.
We've talked about Carole King before, where she was put in as a songwriter with Jerry Goffin.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even like her music.
With her ex-husband.
Yeah.
Right.
Who cheated on her with one of the people that she wrote a song for. Okay.
It's fucked up. After Carly Simon, I have Joe Cocker. Warren Zevon, and then my last wild pick was the Clovers, and then I went for it just because I don't know, there seemed to be hints and arrows pointing to them. And then if I
Joe's reading the signs.
Joe saw.
Yeah, I see a lot of arrows just walking around in life.
Did you dream that the Clovers got nominated?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, you've been having dreams. You told me you had another dream the other night, and then you did not describe it to me, which I was surprised about.
And it's not Clover, right, which is also that was a band.
That was
Elvis Costello.
Elvis Costello off on My Name is True.
Yep.
My aim is true. It sounds like I said
my name. My name is true is what my daughter says. That's her name.
Yes, Greg's daughter is named True.
That's cute.
I don't know if you've considered that for her upcoming album. My name is true, but think about it.
I
I've been so anxious about these nominations that I've been having a lot of anxiety dreams. The most recent one was actually a dream about the induction announcement. So there was already a list of nominations, and I was and I had my list of who I thought.
You had the nomination announcement dream.
And what day is the when are they announcing?
We don't know yet, but we think it's going to be next week.
Yeah.
For the nominations, I also the other names that I had potentially to pick from, Dionne Warwick, was like kind of a wild one that I was thinking could maybe make it on there. I think I originally had her on my 20, but I swapped her out for Carly Simon. And then names that we've talked about, T-Rex, MC5, Soundgarden, Devo, the B-52s, and the Pixies were, you know, there if I was feeling adventurous.
Those are all good. The Pixies, I think, I know Joey, and I saw him, and he goes, you know, the funny thing about the Pixies is that nobody listened to us ever, and then we were on nothing. We were on nothing. He goes, we broke up. We were nobody. We didn't, you know, and then all of a sudden everyone's like, yeah, the Pixies. Yeah, no, the Pixies, of course.
Fight Club.
That's what he said. Yeah. And he goes, our whole career is this idea that we were something that we weren't, but we've gotten to become what everybody thinks we were.
Right.
And beyond.
That's true.
We
do
better now than we ever have, even when people are mad at our albums. And it's really interesting that kind of like when you, because I went and saw, I remember going to see them and leaving. Like, fuck, these guys don't even want to fucking be here. What time? Are you tired? Like, I, right at the end. And it was during Trompe Le Mans, but I was just like, what is happening? You know, they were fighting or whatever. It was
their
just terrible.
Their drummer is literally more interested in magic than playing the drums.
That's featured in that documentary. Yeah.
But when he comes to play, that motherfucker can play. You know, he's pretty good.
Dang. We are really rounding the corner, getting on our path to the nominations.
Joe is giddy right now.
This is my favorite part, because this is where you get the true surprises. I think usually once you get the nomination list, you can kind of figure out who's going to be inducted off of that. You like a pretty good guess, I think. But these nominations, I mean, we've seen things like Bad Brains show up, which is like genuinely very exciting. And you know, when fucking Sister Rosetta Tharpe showed up on the ballot last year, it was like a kind of out of nowhere and very cool. I think the nomination announcement is the most exciting, most suspenseful part of this whole fucking weird thing that I'm making Kristen do. And the plan is to announce the nominees to Kristen, who will not know them.
Yeah, I won't know them.
To do them as quickly as they are announced for
You have to do like live streaming or something.
I'm not entirely sure we have the means.
We could do it on Instagram live.
Yeah. I think you should, because I think it'd be fun. You know, it'd be fun.
Can you do that on Twitter? Can you live tweet?
You can
live tweet with.
No one's periscoping anymore.
I think it is still periscoping.
Still a thing, but it's just
like,
through Twitter, so it doesn't.
Yeah, but I think it's like one
we
of those.
We tried to watch they tried to watch the show.
I assumed somebody would be periscoping the induction as it was happening, and they were not. It was a wild assumption.
But you can bounce your Instagram over to Facebook, and then you can keep it on there as your story.
Well, you know, we'll have to see, because I also want to.
Greg is giving us a lot of social media lessons. He's told us we need to start a Patreon so that we can get to the induction ceremony.
I think, I don't know, I would like to record it and release it maybe in addition to streaming it. I don't know. But I do want, and I want next week's episode to be me announcing the nominees to you. And Joey also has texted me his idea.
I think Joe has to make his dream come true. Where he gets as many people as possible to come to a room and he announces them.
That's a
put
great
a podium
idea.
Right there.
So that was my literal a dream I had, where for some reason I was announcing, the nominees.
Wait,
to
who
a
got Liz Phair got announced and everyone went wild, right?
Yeah, but also I think like Foreigner and Bad Company run that list as well.
I had Liz Phair on my list actually.
Yeah, you know. In my dream it came true for Liz, but that was so I don't know, we might try to figure something
but her
out.
And Sheryl Crow, that's two women in the same
that are not getting
too
in this year.
Yeah, they can't. Yeah,
that's
two
too
women
much.
Who are They're not gonna, getting in this year.
Like, it's like a comedy show with all women. Many, who wants to see that?
You can't have that many rappers on a freaking
Nas. That was one I had on my list.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, we can induct all of the all white male bands. Mm-hmm. We could just do that, and then we have one wild card slot left for just whoever.
And if I'm jumping the gun and predicting the inductees now, I would predict, and I'm gonna go with six, I would say it's going to be Def Leppard, the Doobie Brothers, Jethro Tull, Outkast, Radiohead, and Janet Jackson.
Rage gets in there before Outkast.
You think?
Yeah. Rage absolutely gets in there.
That's my prediction of the inductees.
Wow, just off the dome, too. You've been thinking
about
it.
I've been thinking about it a lot.
Thinking about it.
Since the induction last year.
Man, I can't believe that Jay-Z wasn't eligible yet.
He's got two more years.
Yeah, it's two more years. I just
say your list again.
Looking at that.
I think the inductees this year will be Def Leppard, the Doobie Brothers, Jethro Tull, Janet Jackson, Outkast, and Radiohead.
I don't know about that Jethro Tull either. I think Rage hits him before Jethro. Jethro Tull is still, you have to remember, we tried to vanish Janis Jackson from our fucking. They tried to like hit us with that Men in Black thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She was epic. And then they were just like, turn it off.
They were like,
The Super Bowl thing. Mm-hmm. Jethro Tull has been the punchline to the worst decision ever made by the Grammys, which is to mm-hmm. give them the Heavy Metal Award over Metallica.
On the first year of the category.
And I don't know that they've. I mean, maybe, again, like the Moody Blues, maybe they've had an effect. But that's a lot of white. I think even this group would go, that's so many white men on our stage. That's so many old white men on our stage.
But look at what happened last year.
Last year was like the saddest thing.
I know, but
and now all those guys are voting.
I know, but the shift in the culture was last year as well. Like the whole, the women, everything, everything that's happened. You know, with all the shit that's happened in the last 2 years. That's my that's in my heart.
Yes.
Look, if they get in, it's a bungle in the jungle for sure.
Oh boy. Ay ay ay.
Look, Aqualung, take it easy.
Well, cross-eyed Mariner.
Boy, I can't go to a party without hearing those songs. Yeah. The girls love Aqualung.
Locomotive breath.
Boy.
But I think that about does it. And we will figure something out for next week. I think we need to do something wild and crazy.
Something wild. You know how we do over here at Who Cares About the Rock
Hall? I mean,
we're always wildin'
as
crazy.
You know, it will be the last, not necessarily the last installment, but the most important installment.
No, you're ending the episode. You're ending it.
Special coverage of the 2019 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominee. I think that about does it, unless anybody has any more stray thoughts just about these nominees that are about to come out.
Are there anybody? I don't think anyone we mentioned has the potential of having a fight or not showing up or having like that. That always makes it fun too when somebody's got a bitch.
Oh,
on.
You never know. I'm trying to think who. I don't even know if Andre and Big Boy are on good terms.
No, right. I think they are.
They are.
I think they're fine. Yeah.
Okay.
I would love it if Outkast and Kate Bush got inducted, and then they could do running
Bush
up that hill together.
Kate Bush doesn't fly.
So great. Well, she could take a boat.
Wow,
she's come to America.
Wouldn't it be amazing if she did take a boat
it'd
and everybody met her at the
docking?
Yeah. Like when people
at
the harbor,
Big Boy do running up that hill. Then like Big Boy does her induction.
That's two fucking boat rides. That's two boat rides.
Yeah,
back and forth.
Or maybe she just stays in America for a while.
Yeah, have her come over.
Yeah.
Tell her you got a room.
I'll let her know. Kate Bush can stay at my house anytime, Kate.
I don't know about any potential drama.
Smiths would be the number one.
Yeah.
That's your
right.
number
yes,
one
of
drama.
Course. With Morrissey and all those guys.
Wouldn't that be fantastic? Those guys, somebody said, wouldn't it be great if they played Coachella? They could just say, they could have a festival. They could just say, we're playing, and then we'll hear the bands on. We don't need to do a festival. We would be a festival.
Yeah.
People would go crazy for that.
I would
and then
love
Morrissey
to see.
Would say such problematic stuff.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
the other great thing
God.
About getting Morrissey in.
Like, why
we could get
could
like a
just...
real Mike Love moment. Too.
I forgot
God.
About that. He went a little.
He could have said nothing, and he had to.
He's
say
He's like
something.
A Brexit guy.
God.
He's a Brexit guy. He's like
he hates Chinese people.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He sympathizes with Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
There's like a lot. He's on the record on the wrong side on nearly every topic.
Well, that's for the new podcast, What Happened to Our Heroes? Because if you ever listen to Xene rant too, you're like, oh, what are you saying, Xene?
Yeah. I was going to have X's. I was going to put X on my list, and I was like, none after all the shit she said, they're not going to put X.
But the rest of those guys are all worth the fucking John Doe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm done.
All right. Well, I think that about does it. Greg, Joey, thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you for including me. Flattered.
Yeah, me too.
What a treat.
Joey, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Yeah, if you like the NBA, I host a comedy NBA podcast with my friend Sean Keen called Round Ball Rock. It's named after a John Tesh song. You might know it as the NBA on NBC theme.
I didn't know that.
Great.
Sure.
Thanks, Joey. Check Greg, what have you got to plug?
I have an album coming out called Why Are You In Here? It comes out on Audible on the October 28th, 9th, something like that, and then wide distribution on the 1st. And I host a podcast called Rock Out with Your Doc Out with Kay Hanley of Letters to Cleo, and we do those sporadically.
Mm-hmm.
And so those two things are good enough.
Perfect.
Yay.
Both great. Podcast Roundball Rock and Rock Out with Your Duck Out both have rock in them, so you know I love it.
Yeah.
That's why we're
your boy
in the
loves
like...
rock.
Yeah.
If Joe is your boy loves rock.
Yeah.
I am hosting a late night show at the Pack Theater on October 12th. I don't know. I think it's going to be pretty wild and pretty fun. Also, please register to vote. Yeah. Literally, mm-hmm. I care so much. So
and you
please,
mean for the
please,
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, is
register
that right?
Register to vote for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Make it to Cleveland. Make sure your voice is heard. get Stevie Nicks out of the top spot, okay?
Yeah, Def Leppard can unseat her. We have time. We still have time. We don't have time.
And
we
you know that's
there.
The biggest battle of this year for me, so I just want to see Def Leppard in that number one spot in Cleveland. But if not, you could just also just please register to vote. It really matters to me. If you do one thing with me in mind ever, it's vote. My God, please vote. Okay.
I my game show Internet Explorer is going to be at UCB Sunset on September 29th, which is the day after this drops. So get your shit in order. And
I will be in Cleveland this weekend visiting my sister and knocking doors for Betsy Rader.
And you will make
a
stop.
I will make a sojourn to the Rock Hall.
Who are you going
to
vote for on the kiosk?
You know I'm going to vote for Whitney.
I voted for The Cure.
And then I'm going to vote for Pat Benatar. And then I'm going to get my sister to go back and do it as well.
Oh, I forgot to say Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper?
Isn't he...
A Star Is Born?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We haven't witnessed the birth yet.
I've seen these already. This is pre-birth. I may have some things mixed up. I may have some stuff mixed up. He may not be...
Joe, anything else that you are you're doing your show? His show is funny. You should go see it. I won't be there.
Yeah.
I was just saying I'm being clear.
We've got Jim O'Hare from Parks and Recreation and Jerry Minor and Dave Gruber Allen. It'll be a lot of fun. And then please email us, rockhallpod@gmail.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Subscribe. Do all that stuff. If you're listening to this and you think Kristen is my wife, I don't know where you got that idea, but we did get a
wild review
where it was like it was basically like, I don't like the dumb wife. And
yeah,
we were like
the
are you reviewing the right
like
podcast?
The wife acts
oh no, that
dumb.
Was ours. That was my other
it
podcast.
It was basically like the wife acts dumb to make the man feel better. This is why I like podcasts with two women on them so that they can speak their minds. And I'm like, oh my God.
Wow.
Oh, I do not think that's our dynamic. And I also don't think we're married.
I'm pretty sure we're not married.
I don't know, Joe. You are very domineering on this podcast.
We want to thank, if anybody, future rock legends made this particular episode possible because everybody was using it as a primary resource. We want to thank, of course, Ted Tremper, Liz Fohl, Natalie Garcia-Mayor for opening their doors to us and letting us have their equipment, and Betts the dog for giving us the love that we need as we walk into the studio.
Yes.
Yusu Kim for doing the music for us, and Mike Lloyd for doing our logo.
Yay.
That is it. I am so excited about these nominations.
You can hear it in his voice.
I'm Joe Quazala.
I'm Kristen Studdard.
And who cares
about the Rock Hall?
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.